When you have the maximum level of flexibility or freedom with a maximum level of self-control and balance, you have ultimate power in your life. You have prime. I can tell you right now, this is a moving target. I'm about as close as I can ever remember in my lifetime of being there. And there's a joy in that that's unbelievable. It's like I can be totally free and I can be totally in control and I can make the error of going one way or the other, but I can balance it out and I know where it is. I know the target zone. It isn't a spot, it's a zone. As time goes by, they meet again. When they meet the second time, you're dead. When you have no control and no flexibility, right? So the goal is to stay in prime. Now, I have a friend, some of you have met at Life Mastery, named Mark Lamb. He's, what, 74 years old, 75 years old, bench presses 350 pounds. One of the youngest people I know. Because what most people do is they get older, they get more rules-driven, more control. Can't do this, can't do that. That's what I came by to talk to you about today. And so you start to age and eventually die. The only way to get back into prime is break your rules. The only way to get back in prime is add some more freedom, add some more flexibility. Some of you are still kids in this room. That's right. And some of you disproportionately so, and so you're not experiencing what you want because you got too much freedom and not enough discipline. And I don't know, you know who you are. So some of you are not too prime. You've never been to prime in your life because you don't have enough discipline. It's like, yeah, what I'm doing, part of doing, I do whatever I want, do whatever you want all the time, and you got no muscle. So prime, this is what we're looking for, a life of prime. So maybe you have to add some more self-control, or maybe you need to add a little bit more freedom and less control. Maybe you need a few rules. Most people, by the way, have too many rules about what it takes to be happy, too hard, too much control, and not enough about what it takes to have a good body or a good business or something else. So when you go to Date with Destiny, you see people make it really hard to feel good and easy to feel bad. You guys follow this? So what I do is I change it. I get them to make it so it's easy to feel good, lots of that, hard to feel bad. But the same thing happens in your business. If business is brand new and somebody says, I want a green tennis shoe. When you're brand new in business, you got green, you want green, step into the green light, we got you green. Right? We'll make you green. But if you keep doing that in business, eventually you're out of business, you need some systems, you'll go broke. You can't make one pink, one green, one purple. So as a business grows, starts out flexible, needs more control. As a business gets older, gets too much control, gets a bureaucracy. Got to bring more flexibility. Same thing with a human being's life. So that's the direction we're talking about looking, is finding a balance. Life is always a balance, and you're always out of balance if you're honest. Right? When I say always, there's momentary exceptions. So the bottom line is getting yourself to that place where prime is the target is really, I think, the place to go. Now, by the way, whether or not you get the transformation you want, or if you've ever looked at somebody and you want to help them to truly transform, not change, transform. Remember, change is automatic. Progress is not. Progress is not. Progress comes from conscious choices. You've chosen the body you have right now. You go, no, Tony, I wouldn't have chosen this one. No, you've chosen it because what you chose what to eat, when to sleep, whether to work out, you chose it. You may not have chosen it consciously, but here's what's great. Own that you chose it. I've had so many people, I questioned who I am and what I do because I made a choice in my life to make my life work for me. And whatever you're going to do, if you're going to get the prime, something's out of balance. And so for me, one of the things that's out of balance is being in a position where I want to help somebody transform and now somebody has got another agenda. If someone's going to transform, I'll tell you what transformed me, and then maybe my choices, and you can decide whether you want to transform. First thing, the simplest thing that'll make you transform, I call this the chemistry of transformation, by the way. The chemistry of transformation is this. First thing you need, and somebody said to me, well, God, you're rich and famous, you have great kids, and da-da-da-da, why did you make this change? First thing will make you change anything, it doesn't have to be a problem. Some people change for one thing, they're satiated. Satiated. Satiation is the first element to a transformation. When you're satiated, you're full. I'll show you what I mean. Somebody says, well, God, if you know, how come my life is so great, but I still want to do this, or I want to change that, or I want to do that? Because you're satiated. See, I love people beyond imagination. And I love when people share with me like how something I've done has affected their life. I mean, I live for that. I love it. But I don't live to do that anymore. I don't do it so people will give me that. Because I've had the privilege in my life for 25 years, because I've given so much, of getting an enormous amount of love back. So I don't do it for that. I start out doing it for it. So Now I'm free of it. I do it because I want to do it, not because I have to do it in order for me to fill up. I'm satiated with people telling me, oh, you're the greatest, you're the greatest, you're the greatest, you're the greatest. I'm satiated. Satiated doesn't mean I don't appreciate it. It means it doesn't move me to do something. I'm grateful for it. There's a very big difference. Do you notice the difference I'm talking about here? If I gave you your favorite meal, whatever it is, every single day for breakfast, for lunch, and for dinner, for the next 2 years, I dare say you might get sick of your favorite meal. Is that true? At a very minimum, you would lose your desire for it. Does that make sense? It would no longer be the driving force in your life. So sometimes you change because you're satiated. Now here's what's different. How long does it take to get satiated? Different for everybody. And they finally say, not another day, not another ounce, not another kernel, not even a kernel more of this stuff, right? I'm done, okay? Now, do you get it? I don't care what the situation is, you will get satiated at some point if you expose yourself to something. Now, by the way, being satiated isn't a bad thing. It's part of what allows you to grow. Now, are you going to look for a new model of the world? Are you going to look for a new belief system? Are you going to look for a new way of doing something if the way you're doing, you're still hungry for? As long as you're hungry for it, you're not going to look for a new way. When you're no longer hungry, that doesn't mean that you're stuffed and throwing up. As long as you're no longer hungry for it, now you're willing to look for something new. And the way you look at life, your belief systems, etc. You're willing to not just be satisfied. Hell, when you don't have any love at all, you're satisfied with whatever love you get. But man, when you really felt real love, and you've experienced real love from yourself, from other people, then all of a sudden, love that is conditional, you won't settle for anymore. You're satiated, so that's not strong enough. In fact, the second element, the chemistry, it's like, think of this as the chemistry of cooking up transformation. Like, you know, you need one part of this satiation, you know, and then you need another part of dissatisfaction. And if you get dissatisfied enough, you're going to move towards transformation. Now, dissatisfied doesn't mean where you are is wrong. It just means, you know what? It's not good enough anymore. You know how you can get dissatisfied? Problems, enough problems. Another way you can get dissatisfied is get around where it's better and let something hit you. I remember years ago when I lived right around the corner here at the Del Mar Castle, and I was so proud that I lived in this castle built out of pieces of, you know, places in Europe and stuff. I was out of my mind. And one night, I remember, I went to go see this friend of mine who's a multi-billionaire in L.A., and I went to his home. I remember that night I left and I said, we live in the Del Mar tenement. Because the contrast was so extreme. And I came home and within the next 2 years, I spent like $2 million transforming the castle into a real castle. But it was a castle until I'd been there. Now, that's materialistic on the outside, but it's not about that. It's about growing. It's about raising the standard. And you don't raise your standard until you get around somebody better. If you play against tennis against somebody you're always better than, you're never going to get that much better because you don't need to. Right? Now you might get satiated playing with that person and then every now and then want to do it more, but you really got to get dissatisfied. Getting around people that play the game of life bigger, more, better, stronger, deeper, happier, lovinger, more funnier, if there were such words, than you, is a great way to get dissatisfied. That's a great way to get dissatisfied. And if you can have the privilege of some significant moments in your life where you experience your deep connection with God, then you will not be satisfied not living in that relationship with God. You know, if you can get in that experience of that deep connection with another human being, you won't settle for something that's artificial or on the edge anymore. And you won't settle for friends that are that way either. If you experience friends that are with you in good times and bad, and you have other friends that appear to be there at good times, but then you hear things behind your back later on, you don't need those friends anymore, and you're real clear. Because I only need somebody in life who loves the way I love. That doesn't mean you have to agree with everything I do, but it means you give me the respect of making my own decisions and vice versa. If everybody's got to do what you do, think what you think, be the way you are, then you don't have friends, you have clones. But if you have friends that respect you, you know, it's like, you know what, I disagree with you on that, but I respect your right to make it, and I know I don't have all the answers either. And what I believe today, 10 years from now, I may believe something different. I don't have your experience. It's so hard to judge something when you've never experienced it. How could you possibly know what a person's experiencing? I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and I just met, really nice guy, and I was asking, he's a very wise man, and I was talking about kids, and I said, how old are your kids? And he told me one's 32. I said, well, one of my kids is 32. And I said, he goes, really? He said, you're 41. I said, I know, I got a 32-year-old kid. And I said, so it's an interesting experience. So I said, tell me something. I said, what? I said, actually, he's 33 now. So I said, is he 32 going on 50 or 32 going on 20 or 32 going on 32? He said, mine's 32 going on about 28. I said, that's interesting. I said, has that changed recently? He said, oh yeah, he was 31 going on 16. I said, really? I said, were you close to him? He said, not until about 6 months ago. I said, why? He said, when I divorced his mother, he didn't speak to me virtually 5 years. I said, wow. I said, I don't have that problem with my 33-year-old, thank God, but I said, you know, one of my daughters having a tough time, I said, I can relate in many ways. I said, when did it really change for him? He said, when he got married. I said, what? He said, when he got married. Isn't it interesting how we evaluate things so differently when we have the same life experience, right? All of a sudden it's a different place, right? Very different place.